AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After discoveries of classified documents connected to former President Donald Trump and more recently President Biden and former Vice President Mike Pence, sources tell the AP the National Archives has asked former presidents and vice presidents to recheck their personal records for any classified documents. FBI Director Chris Wray didn't talk about specifics, but said,
"We have had for quite a number of years any number of mishandling investigations. That is, unfortunately, a regular part of our counterintelligence divisions and counterintelligence programs work. And people need to be conscious of the rules regarding classified information and appropriate handling of it."
The sources say the letter was sent to representatives of former presidents and vice presidents, extending back to Ronald Reagan, to ensure compliance with the Presidential Records Act. President Biden likes the numbers from the government on the economy in the last quarter of last year.
"Economic growth is up, stronger than expert expected at 2.9%.
But speaking outside Washington, the president says the progress is being threatened.
"Got to protect those gains that our policies have generated. Protect them from the MAGA Republicans in the House of Representatives who are threatening to destroy this progress. Look, you know, this ain't your father's Republican Party."
Five fired Memphis police officers have been charged with second-degree murder and other crimes in the arrest and death of Tyree Nichols, a black driver who died 3 days after a confrontation with the officers during a traffic stop. The five fired officers are black. A federal grand jury in Los Angeles is gathering evidence in a criminal investigation of Goodyear recreational vehicle tires, blamed for the deaths of at least 8 people. Palestinian officials say Israeli forces killed at least 9 Palestinians during a raid in a flashpoint area in the West Bank. This is AP News. Russia is shrugging off the U.S. and German contribution of tanks to Ukraine.
The Kremlin has previously warned that such tank deliveries would be a dangerous escalation of the conflict in Ukraine. It also strongly denounced the significant move by Germany and the United States to send the heavy weaponry to its enemy. But it insists the new armor won't stop Russia from achieving its goals in Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the potential of the tanks in the fight against Russia were clearly exaggerated. Peskov also warned the West not to get too involved in the conflict. "Moscow views everything that NATO and the capitals I have mentioned are doing as direct involvement in the conflict. We can see it growing." Meanwhile, Russia launched a new wave of missiles and self-exploding drones across Ukraine, the latest in a series of strikes. I'm Karen Chamas.
At least 11 people have died in Ukraine from the latest attacks, including one death in Kyiv. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.